Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Ryan Fraser.
This is Troy Deeney.
This is Gus Boyett.
This is Don Hutchison.
This is Jurgen Klopp, and you're listening to The Big Interview with Graham Hunter.
Thank you, Jurgen. I travel to all these interviews from Barcelona, and our socios, our beloved members, keep us on the road. This independent podcast wouldn't happen without them. Please go to patreon.com/Graham Hunter right now to join us, to become a socio, and to get every interview we produce without adverts and before it goes out on the main feed, plus lots of bonus content, including the chance to put questions to our guests and to me via the monthly Q&A. So do please go to patreon.com/Graham Hunter and join the club and get your family and friends to do so. Maybe even strangers in the street. Love you.
Welcome to a new season of The Big Interview with Graham Hunter. I really hope you enjoyed all our work around the Euros. I also hope you've recovered from the shenanigans around Leo Messi. Anyway, let's meet our first guest of 2021-22. Rafa da Silva was a Manchester United player for several years, most of them spent alongside his twin Fabio at Old Trafford. Following several seasons at Lyon, he's now playing for Başakşehir in Istanbul. So, he and Fabio have just released a memoir called The Sunshine Boys. In part two of this interview, we'll focus mostly on United and Sir Alex Ferguson. However, to begin with, I felt the need to get into Brazil's incredible tradition of flamboyant, marauding right-backs, a tribe of which Rafa is a proud member. That got us talking about Dani Alves, Ronaldinho and Ronaldo. There was a lot of infectious laughter. Rafa's a lot of fun. I think you'll enjoy his company.
Everybody, listeners, between you, you've listened over 20 million times to The Big Interview across all our years. I suspect we might have an interview this evening. It's 8 o'clock in the evening in Barcelona, where I am. And it's 8 o'clock in the evening where Rafa da Silva, Manchester United legend, is in Turkey. Maybe this one will be listened to 20 million times on its own. First of all, let's repeat my terrible Portuguese that I welcomed with you. Boa noite e muito obrigado.
It's very good. Much better than my first words in English. I can tell you that.
Tell me, which were they? What?
When I arrived in English, in England, I could not say hi. I'm tell you, it was very hard. So,
but Rafa, okay. First of all, before I follow up to that, look, you're a sunshine boy. You're a sunshine boy by passport, by birth, but you're a sunshine boy because the life story of you and your twin Fabio is out now. And I want to prove over the next hour that you're a sunshine boy. But how were you ever going to learn English coming to Manchester, where the accent is crazy? But you had to listen to two Scots like me, Alex Ferguson and Darren Fletcher. So what were they ever going to teach you about English? And how quickly did... Is it the same as everything? They taught you how to swear first, or what?
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing, Aaron. Improve my English, to be honest. Because if I could understand Alex Ferguson, Darren Fletch, I can understand anyone. You understand what I'm saying? So after that, you just have to improve. You cannot think, I don't know how to speak. You say, I can speak. When you start to understand these guys, you say, okay, I'm ready to go.
Tell me, okay, fair point, except in Scotland, we think about Fergie and Fletch as like cultural ambassadors. They speak slowly, they speak clearly. When you come to Scotland, I'll show you some people who speak like a machine gun, and then you'll have to start again. Tell me, what did you think of the English language? Because you speak Portuguese, Brazilian Portuguese, which is a beautiful language, eh? It's lilting, it's up and it's down. What does English sound like to you? Does it sound like two people fighting?
It sounds okay. It sounds all right. You know, it's like, it's different. I really appreciate that. You know, to be honest with you, because I lived there so many years and I had so many good memories, I just love the English accents. You're right, mate. Yeah, you're okay, mate. You know, this is my mind. This is part of my story. So it's amazing, you know.
I've got two ways of beginning this, and I'm going to go for the difficult way. Okay, we know that you're the Sunshine Boy, one of the two Sunshine Boys. Your history is a flu, although maybe you're a Botafogo fan, I don't know, but your history is flu, Manchester United, Lyon, Başakşehir. But you're a famous, successful right-back. I want you to think and tell me, why does Brazil have such a brilliant history of phenomenal right-backs, from Carlos Alberto, Josimar, which I guess you didn't see when you were growing up, Josimar, Cafu, Dani Alves, Rafa da Silva. But okay, why? Each of those guys is a special man. Everybody has to work to succeed. They need good trainers, etc. But Brazil produces maybe the best series of right-backs the world has ever seen. Why, Rafa, why?
To be honest, I don't know. Sometimes in life, this is everything you do is mentally, you know, and maybe this is a kind of thing because you have so many good right backs, and when you become one, you want to be like them, like Carlos Alberto, like, and I didn't watch Carlos Alberto play. I wasn't born, but when I start to play right back, many people talk to me about that, even when I arrive in England. So I start to look some videos. I start to do I start to see the video he scored in World Cup, the beautiful goal. So I think it's kind of things. It's mentally, you know. It's like we think I need to be like them. I need to prove myself. I need to, and you start to see videos and you start to do the same, you know. So of course you have that mental thing, but I think Brazil always try to put like midfields, wingers in the right back position, you know, it's the opposite what England used to do before. I mean, I'm saying like years ago, not now. Now is a little bit different. But when you are a good winger, but maybe you're not playing because the winger in front of you is good, they're gonna say no. You go right back. You go right back because you can do. I have two good players, so you play right back. So maybe that's why, you know. Maybe because they think if you are good and you have we have a good winger, we can put you right back. You don't need to be very good defensively. You can just cheat. You can say like this. You can cheat a little bit defensively and play.
The one you remind me most of is Dani Alves, who has the most trophies of any player. And he's the one I know best because for 20 years I've lived in Barcelona, and Dani is an amazing character. But as a person, he's genuinely amazing. You don't meet many guys, never mind in football, you don't meet many guys in life like Dani Alves, with his fun, his dress sense, his crazy, his love of music. Every day, he eats every day, he attacks every day. Like, but you and he play with a sense of adventure, of fun. Like, okay, you were ferocious, but with the smile also. Do you see the comparisons with Dani Alves?
I wish I had the same, how can I say, the same qualities he has. because my quality is different. I'm very good going forward, but his shot is unbelievable. I'm not saying I'm bad cross, but his crossing is unbelievable, you know. So I love Dani Alves, you know. He's such a great child, like you said. Outside the pitch, maybe I'm not like him, but I'm fun. I try to speak the truth, you know. Sometimes people say, I'm not going to speak this. I try to, like with you now here, you know, I will say what I'm thinking and everything. And he is like this. He does that as well. So he do that as well. So, but if we have some things similar, yeah, maybe, yeah, you know, like going forward. But I can say to you, I'm not like his qualities. He's bigger, you know. He's short, he's cross, you know. He's a guy, he's a special guy.
Originally, he wasn't a right back, and originally, nor were you. So, okay, it goes with your theory, I know. But originally, you're a striker. Now, in your Sunshine Boys book, you tell a brilliant story about if it wasn't for the heat and hiding under a tree, maybe you'd never become a right back. Share the story, yeah? Because life is full of crazy little moments when everything changes.
Of course, I will share this story because it's the story of my life. I remember one, I think American or English song, this is the story of my life. But this is, I remember this now. But to be honest, it's exactly what's happened. Of course, it was the tree, it was the coach. He very good see what I could do. He could see, you know, like, well, I did something because it was so hot. And one thing, I love England. I hate to play in hot place. I'm not good with that. I'm Brazilian, but to be honest, I prefer to play cold than hot. I always say this. I say this many times, you know, and you are surprised now, but
well, I'm only disappointed you never came to Scotland because then it would have been perfect for you.
This is true, but this is true, you know, and I always say this all the time. So for many people, they hate to play cold weather. I prefer to play cold than hot. You know, I'm saying, like, of course, if you have 15 degrees, it's better for everyone. It's you know, it's not. There's no point in saying that. But if it's very hot, 40 degrees, and very cold, minus 10, I would prefer to play minus 10.
One day, maybe you're playing for Boa Esperança, and it's so hot, you have to come off and... But tell you, you have to hide under the tree, right? Because it's so hot.
Yeah, exactly. It was so hot, and I was there. I say I stay here, I cannot play. And I did one move, very good move, just in the wing. And it was my third or fourth training, I can't remember now. And the coach just say like this, come here. And he said to me, go at the right back. I was playing midfield, you know, go to right back. After that day, I never moved from right back again. So it's thank you, God, and that coach who did that.
When you're growing up, all the time you're growing up, And but also when you're listening to your dad, who were the because Brazil obviously is full of the greatest players in the history of our game, but like between you and your dad and Fabio, which is the ones that stood out most for you and why of all time in Brazil when you're young and you're back at home in Petrópolis or in Rio?
To be honest, Cafu and Roberto Carlos they were like for me. I cannot explain how I enjoyed to see them play and how I was happy to see them play. And after I say this as well, because when I start to play in Fluminense, and I remember this like today, you know, like it was like this. Ronaldinho played for Barcelona. I had like 13, 12 years old or 14. He make me love more than I already love football, you know. I remember we were in like in the build over there with Fluminense where all the kids stay in the facilities, and everyone just stopped to see him play. In Brazil, it was 4:45, the game start, you know, 16:45, 15:25. It was amazing, you know, the feeling we had seeing that guy play football, it was just fantastic. He played with smile, he played with joy, you know, he make us happy when he played. It was like this, and these two guys, Cafu and Roberto Carlos, and Ronaldinho, when I was a little bit older, was the three make me happy.
Before the rest of this big interview, I'd like to tell you that our entire archive of audio and video content is now on our new YouTube channel. We've begun filming all of our interviews, and there are already loads of clips with guests, including Rio Ferdinand, Connor Cody, Brendan Rodgers and Jamie Carragher, plus full interviews for you to watch and to share. Please do share with friends. Go to YouTube and search Graham Hunter, or click on the link in the show notes to this episode and become a subscriber. I honestly think you'll enjoy it. Thanks.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tell me more about Ronaldinho, because I live in Barcelona. I was here when he signed. I met him. Again, a lovely guy. Okay, a guy who, even when he was still in the best shape, best player in the world, he loved to party. Okay. But that phrase you used there, when Ferran Soriano, who's now at Manchester City, was at Barcelona, he said, this is our rock and roll signing. And they think he changed the club. They think he changed La Liga and that the world began to watch. And people say different things about him. They say that he did tricks. But you ask any guy who played against him, particularly in training, and in the good days when he was at his best, you bounced off him. He was like a man mountain made of stone. So you couldn't get near him. He used his backside to hold people off. He did things you couldn't believe, but he was funny. Why did he make you so happy? What were the things that made you so happy?
Because he had everything, you know. Like you said, to exactly what you said. He was strong. He was fun. He had all the ability of the world. He played with his smile in his face. You know, he had everything. Now we can say Neymar is good. Neymar is unbelievable. Everybody can say about Neymar. But a lot of people don't like him because all the time he's on the floor. He maybe does things people don't like, but he's an unbelievable player. But he annoy people, you know. Some people, they don't like him. That's the problem. Ronaldinho wasn't like this. He was a perfect player. He was like you said, it was perfect what you said. Okay, he was fun. He was strong. He wasn't like soft. He never been a soft footballer. He was very strong footballer. And ability, we cannot say because he's the best one. Free kicks, the best ones to take. You know, he played with joy and, you know, that's why he was, I think, perfect. He was a perfect player, you know. Everyone loves him.
When I was growing up, I'm 27 years older than you, but when I was growing up, the first World Cup I ever saw was 70, where if you watch the recent film about Pelé, we, particularly in Europe, we associated that Brazil side, Tostão, Jairzinho, Rivelino, Pelé, you could go on and mention so many, many, many. We associated them with joy. We had never seen a football like this. But they were living in a difficult time in Brazil. It was a dictatorship. There was a lot of aggression on the... And by 1974, they changed. It was much more aggressive, physical. And all through my lifetime, there's been a big debate about should Brazil play... Again, I went to the World Cup in 82, and Scotland played Brazil. And that Brazil side with Zico and I don't know how many fantastic players, everybody says the best side never to win the World Cup, blah, 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 blah. But it each four, maybe 4 or 8 years, there seems to be a big debate in Brazil about do we play to win hard, European, organised, Dunga football? Or do we be Brazil? Do we play with joy and happiness and take risks? And one, do you recognise the way I'm describing your country? And two, which are you? Which do you believe?
To be honest with you, I recognise 100%. After so many years in England, I'm a player who don't like players who cheat, you know, to win games. I know this sometimes you say, you're going to win because you make a penalty for your team. But I'm not like this. Sorry. I know a lot of people believe I play in France. They believe on that, to be honest with you. They are like this. They say, why you don't go down? I heard this 100 times, why you should go down? Why you don't go down? He taught you. But I learned in different ways, you know. And I keep believing what I believe. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It's what I believe, you know. And I'm like this. You ask this question. But Brazil change a lot, you know. Like you say, in certain ways, in this time in Brazil, of course, we have Neymar. He's a little bit more, we can say, like every English and everybody says, he's more Brazilian guy. He go down easily and everything. Maybe this helps him getting fouls or something. But I still think the beautiful game is not that. The beautiful game is like Ronaldinho did. He was there, man. Some guys, they touch him. He was trying to keep going. He was trying to keep playing. That's why I love him. I back on Ronaldinho just to explain, yes. You know? Just to explain myself. Because people say, yeah, but why Brazilian is not being Brazilian? Ronaldinho, he never tried to get a foul, man. He was so strong. He was so trying to keep playing. So why you don't take this side, you know? And because when Brazil start to lose and everything, people say, yeah, but we are not playing like Brazil. We are not trying to go down. You know, but Ronaldinho never did that, man. Kaká, he never did that, man. Maybe one game, two games, not every game. So this is not... Even Ronaldo, man.
This is but not Cristiano. We're talking about Ronaldo. What people don't understand... No. Ronaldo el Grande, el fenómeno, mejor decir. But I need people need to understand that Ronaldinho Gaucho was caught. I don't know why Gaucho, but Ronaldinho Gaucho came along when Ronaldo only just stopped being Ronaldinho, because originally when Ronaldo was playing for Cruzeiro before he goes to PSV and then he goes to Barcelona and Inter, he's Ronaldinho. Everybody forgets now that the great Ronaldo was called Ronaldinho, which it just means little Ronaldo, right? Or wrong?
Yeah, exactly. Ronaldinho is like a diminutive.
So why was our Ronaldinho Gaucho? Why was this?
Because we had the Ronaldinho. It's Ronaldinho, I'm saying, from Barcelona, PSG, Gaucho, Ronaldinho Gaucho. And because they just start to call the Ronaldinho Fenomeno. So now it was like Ronaldo or Fenomeno, because you could not call him Ronaldinho because you already had Ronaldinho Gaúcho. So it would be strange, you know.
What does Gaúcho mean?
Gaúcho is a part of Brazil. If you're born in Rio Grande do Sul,
of the south,
Porto Alegre, where he's born, Porto Alegre. You say you are Gaúcho. So that's why they say Ronaldinho Gaúcho. It's a nickname for where you're born.
I like it a lot. Listen, let me ask you maybe about a difficult memory, because the guy we like so much, Dani Alves, is in the Olympic final. He's going to play against Spain, a Spain team which looks very tired. They don't have a lot of... No tiene gol. They don't have a lot of pegada. You know what it's like to reach that Olympic final, which is... Because I'm talking to a man. Let's talk about the good things first. Let's be like Ronaldinho Gaucho and do the smile first. I'm talking to a man who has an Olympic silver medal. I mean, come on. But I'm aware that in Tokyo, people have been talking about no fans and living in a bubble. But if I'm right, the experience of playing with a really good Brazil team against Mexico became difficult for you, as well as not winning, but you were living in a different kind of bubble. There was, people didn't treat you with respect, and the thing that Simone Biles has been talking about now about, you know, mental health and whatever. Tell us about the London Games 2012 and the experience for you, because in many people's eyes, if you've got an Olympic silver, man, you're a victor, you're a winner. That's massive, massive. But the experience was bittersweet for you.
Today, when you speak like this, I agree with you. I'm a winner. I have a silver medal. I post this on my Instagram, you know. It's not a lot of people have that, you know. So I'm proud of what I achieved. But like you said, people don't respect me. They respect me to the final. That's the truth. For some reason, they just think... they put in this paper. I don't know if I speak this on the book. I can't remember now, to be honest. But they put on this paper, because I never played in Brazil Pro, you know. I never played. And they just put, I read, and they just put like this, a English guy. They call me a English guy, you know. And I was reading this. I'm the biggest Brazilian ever. I can say this to you, because I had opportunity to go to Portugal, to play for Portugal, and I never did, because I just love Brazil, you know. Brazil is in my heart. And when you read these things, I didn't get sad. I get like angry. Maybe that's one as well. One of the reasons too. I went so good in the season after this, you know. It was my best season for Manchester, because I was so angry. No, I was so angry. There was speaking bad words for my dad on my Instagram and everything. But Instagram, Twitter, it will always be like this. You have good people, but you have people is there just to speak bad things, you know. But I learned a lot. I can say that to you. We speak about the Olympics. Olympics was one of the best things happened in my life, because I learned a lot from that.
Character or experience? What are the things, if you say these three things I learned, what are they? Toughness?
Yeah. How to be strong? How to be strong? And one important thing, it's how. You'll be funny. It sounds funny, but how things can change, you know, because after that, after the Olympics and after the year I did, everything I achieved in that season just make you think, okay, you can make a mistake, man. But after that mistake, you can just be happy and do what you want and... you know, like achieve what you want. You know, it's not a mistake. You say who you are. It's what you do after. That's the big thing for everyone is here. In your life, you're gonna make mistakes, man. You're gonna do some bad things, because in that game, you know, I say this many times. I did a bad thing, you know, in that game. But it's not that who decide your life. It's what you do after. How strong you are. So I learned that. I learned it. I can make a mistake today, but in 1 week I can just go again and put this back.
So it's processing what's happened to you and not letting it define you, but taking it, remembering it, but making it smaller. You become bigger than the mistake or the problem, right?
Exactly. Your quote English just defines what I just come to say now. This is exactly like this. You know, people who is afraid to make mistake, don't be. Mistake make that, you strong,
that's,
man.
That's right. And you, it's why I began with the way you play as a right back, because mistakes and risk. In sport, you can't be afraid of taking risks, because then nothing happens for you.
No. One thing. If you're afraid to make risks, you regret. But you regret hard. Because when you're afraid to make mistakes is when you don't enjoy. The first and most is when you're afraid is the time you don't enjoy your life. Afraid just make you feel your life is not good. So don't be afraid. And the other thing, even if you do a mistake or something like this, you know, you always have to think, oh, hey, I have tomorrow to do right, you know. So afraid is not the word. I hate this word because people is are listening to us. Don't be afraid, man. Don't be afraid because this is not part of your life.
Thank you for listening to The Big Interview. It's produced by me, which sounds egotistical, but it's also true. Graham Hunter. And Back Page. Our music is by Beer Jacket, who else? Editing by Charlie McGarry. Thank you to our hosts at Acast and our loyal sponsors at Bet365. We're also supported by our socios. Find out how to become a socio, how to support us at patreon.com/Graham Hunter. Here endeth the lesson.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.